morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I'll start out with some reminders about the Safety Net program enrollment. Ag producers can now enroll in the Ag Risk Coverage, ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, PLC programs, which are two of the USDA Safety Net programs for the 2020 crop year. ARC provides income support payments on historical base acres when actual crop revenue declines below a specific guaranteed level. PLC provides income support payments on historical base acres when the effective price for a covered commodity falls below its reference price. 2018 Farm Bill reauthorized and updated both programs. Sign-up for the 2020 crop year closes on June 30th of 2020, and sign-up for the 2019 year crop year closes on March 15th of 2020. Producers who have not yet enrolled for the 2019 program can enroll for both 2019 and 2020 during the same visit to an FSA office. ARC and PLC have options for the producer-operator who is actively farming the land, as well as the owner of the land. Farm owners also have a one-time opportunity to update their PLC yield payments beginning with crop year 2020. If a farm owner and a producer visit the FSA County office together, FSA can also update yield information during that visit. Common ARC and PLC-covered commodities grown in our area include barley, corn, grain sorghum, oats, soybeans, and wheat. FSA began processing payments for the 2018 ARC County and PLC programs on covered commodities that met net payment triggers on enrolled farms in the 2018 year. In addition to the $1.5 billion now in process, FSA anticipates it's going to issue another $1 billion sometime in November once USDA's National Ag Statistics Service publishes additional commodity prices for the 2018 crop. Producers who had 2018 covered commodities enrolled in the ARC County program can visit fsa.usda.gov/ARCPLC for payment rates applicable to their county and each covered commodity. For farms and covered commodities enrolled in 2018 PLC program, the following crops met payment triggers: barley, canola, corn, dry peas, grain sorghum, lentils, peanuts, and wheat. Oats and soybeans did not meet the 2018 PLC payment triggers. For more information on ARC and PLC, including two online decision tools that assist producers making enrollment and election decisions specific to their operations, you can visit the ARC and PLC webpage, which again is fsa.usda.gov/ARCPLC. And now, 2019 County Committee elections. Voting is now open for the USDA's Farm Service Agency's County Committees. It's important that every eligible producer participating in these elections, because FSA County Committees are a link between the ag community and the USDA. 2019 elections in Cass County will be conducted for representatives for Local Administrative Area 1, which includes the townships of Brighton, Pimosa, Benton, Grant, Grove, and Franklin, all in Cass County. County Committee members are a critical component to the FSA operations. Committees should be comprised of members who reflect the diversity of producers involved in production agriculture in their county. This means producers representing underserved groups or communities should be on the committee to speak on behalf of their constituency. Underserved producers are beginning, women and other minority farmers and ranchers, and landowners or operators with limited resources. Other minority groups include Native Americans and Alaska Natives. People under the poverty level and people that have disabilities are also considered underserved. County committee election ballots were mailed to eligible voters on November 4th, the last day to return completed ballots to their local county USDA service center is December 2nd. Two candidates in this year's Cass County election nominated to serve as committee members for a three-year term are Mike McDermott, who resides in Atlantic as a grain and livestock producer and has served on the committee for the past 6 years in the Cass County, and Cliff Opperly, who resides in Wayota and is a grain and livestock producer. For more information on eligibility to serve on FSA County Committees, visit fsa.usda.gov/elections or stop by your local USDA Service Center. And finally, remember to submit loan requests for financing early. Farm loan teams in Cass County are also already working on their operating loans for spring 2020, so it's important that potential borrowers submit their loan requests early so they can be timely processed. Farm loan team can help determine which loan programs are best for applicants. FSA offers a wide variety of low-interest loans that can be met to meet the financial needs of any farm operation for just about any purposes. Traditional farm operating and farm ownership loans can help large and small farm operations take advantage of early purchasing discounts for spring inputs as well as expenses throughout the year. Microloans are a simplified program that will provide up to $50,000 for both farm ownership and operating microloans to eligible participants. These loans, targeted for smaller operations and non-traditional operations, can be used for operating expenses, starting a new ag enterprise, purchasing equipment, and other needs associated with that farming operation. Staff at the Cass County FSA office can provide more details on farm operating and microloans and provide loan applications. Loans to beginning farmers and members of underserved groups are also a priority. Other types of loans available include marketing assistance loans, which allow producers to use eligible commodities as loan collateral and obtain a 9-month loan while the crop is in storage. These loans provide cash flow to the producer and allow them to market the crop when prices may be more advantageous. And farm storage facility loans, which can be used to build permanent structures used to store eligible commodities or for storage and handling trucks or portable and permanent handling equipment. A variety of structures are eligible under this type of loan, including bunker silos, grain bins, hay storage structures, and refrigerated structures for vegetables and fruit. A producer may borrow up to $500,000 per each farm storage facility loan. Please call your local FSA office if you have questions about any of the loans available through FSA. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any questions you may have, contact your local FSA office. For those in Cass County, our office is at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. As always, you can find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.